Do you find the differences, all the changes in the music business, has it changed anything in how you pitch your songs, or is it still the same thing?
It's harder to pitch songs now than it was back when I first came up here. I came up here, like I said, in the late 60s or close to 70.
Yeah.
You could pretty well go walk up and, you know, walk into an office and talk to the girl at the receptionist. And if you didn't get to see anyone, you could leave something. But that's changed. You can't do that anymore. It's pretty hard to get to these artists now.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, you've had some huge cuts. Loretta Lynn, George Jones. Name a few titles that we would all know that you wrote.
Well, Mel Tillis, I had his second number one. It was called Untouched. That goes way back. But,
yeah, way back.
And I've had Charley Pride, What Money Can't Buy, several by Mel, and then Cal Smith. I don't know where you remember Cal Smith,
yes.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I had Heaven's Just a Touch Away. I wrote that for Cal.
So now, were you able to go to these sessions back then? Were you at the sessions?
Absolutely.
When they cut your song, you were there?
Absolutely. I was there. I don't think I missed one.
Yeah. That's changed.
That sure has. I had another guy that everybody knows it cut several of my songs I was real proud of, Jerry Lee Lewis. He cut, as a matter of fact, on his, the last album that he did, he put two of my songs on it.
Well, that had to make you proud.
One of the songs that he put on there kind of tickled me. I carried it to him and showed it to him, and he looked at it, he said, "Son, you've written that song about my life." And the name of the song was, "Lord, I've Tried Everything But You."
Wow. So now, co-writing. Have you done much co-writing?
Very little co-writing. I don't co-write much. I generally write by myself most of the time. But I can co-write. I've written two or three songs with other people. But I find that most of my real good ideas come from in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. I'll be laying in bed and just something will hit me, and I'll get up and maybe write 2 or 3 hours at night in the dead hours of the morning. I've written some of the best songs I've ever written in the dead hours of the morning.
That's when you really get in touch,
right,
and connect. And
or if I'm on a long trip and driving, I have a recorder and I just lay it in the seat, and sometimes I get some great ideas just driving right by myself. If I'm by myself.
How long did you actually end up in your working with Chet?
Chet opened so many doors for me in Nashville. He would have Carolyn, his secretary at that time. She would call and make an appointment for me to take some material, and who's going to turn down Chet Atkins?
Yeah.
I mean, so I was able to get in all the doors. The first year I was here, I was so very lucky. I had 13 songs cut the first year I was here, and that's almost unheard of,
yeah,
here in Nashville.
Now, were you doing something else too at the time, to that period? Were you working and playing or just writing?
I was just writing at that time. I'd saved up a little money, and I was just writing. And as a matter of fact, I was kidding somebody here the other day. They were talking about a job. And I said, "Well, I sure hope you can find one." I said, "I hadn't had one in over 40 years."
So now, do you ever go to the songwriter nights? Do you ever get out and perform at any of your songs? Anymore?
As a matter of fact, tomorrow night, over at a little place called September's, mm-hmm, here in Hendersonville, they're having a writer's night, and Jeff Williams, I don't know where you know Jeff now, but Jeff's a pretty good entertainer, and he's a pretty good writer. He's playing over at September's, and he's having it's considered a writer's night, I guess, and he's invited a bunch of us over. We're going to have a little get-together.
You still enjoy that, getting up in front of the folks?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I understand.
I just had something happen that I really enjoyed. The Discovery Channel called me, and it's kind of a long story, and I won't go into that, how they found out about me and about my Lifetime Achievement Award. But anyway, they called me from New York about 2 months ago and asked if they could come down and do a story on me. And I, of course, that thrilled me to death.
Yeah.
They came down, and they brought 13 cameramen and light men and 5 vehicles. This place looked like a parking lot out there, but they filmed 5.5 hours on the Discovery Channel and kind of did a life story on me, and it will be out in either March or April, and they were going to notify me when it's coming out. And
that's incredible. That's going to be awesome.
That was pretty thrilling to have that happen.
Quite an honor.
It really was.
But they got to keep waiting 81 years, you know?
Well, there's nothing to it. It only took 81 years.
It only took 81 years. Well, you know, we sure appreciate you doing this. The Nashville Music Guide appreciates you doing it. It's such a pleasure and an honor to meet you, Carl.
Thank you so much, Bronson. It's my pleasure. It really is.